Our Thursday locker room chats here begin on 103.9 KNZA here with the Valley Falls Lady Dragons. This locker room chat provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment with head coach Chan Van Houten. Since last time we spoke, coach, it's been two games, including a big win in the Northeast Kansas League over the Pleasant Ridge Rams 43-33, putting it out of 4-3 in the NEKL. Coach, tell me about these last two games for you and your team.
We had Horton on Saturday. It was a little bit of a rough game. Started out a little rough. They came out and kind of smacked the girls in the mouth and got up big on them early. The girls were able to battle back, cut it within 7, and then just kind of ran out of steam in the fourth quarter. They cut it to 7 in the fourth and then just kind of ran out of gas. But they bounced back well last night against Pleasant Ridge. They came out, played from the beginning of to the end of the game with everything they had and come away with a 43-33 win. So it was a good bounce-back win for them last night.
Yeah, and it was very well spread last night as well. Point totals. You mean, Brecken Moore with 12 points, Guy DeLong with 8, Gracie Connor with 7, Chloe Clocks with 5, Maisie Hine with 5, Abby Wilson with 5, Strickler even put up a point on the board. So just having so many players be able to find production, and then that's just the point totals. You go back to Moore, the 5 steals and the 5 assists. Everyone's getting there on the board in the stat sheet somehow, some way. How important is it down to the stretch of this season to continuously have these games where everyone's kind of flown and working at the right time?
Oh, it's huge right now. Started out the year, we only had one or two girls that could score. And now we got 7-8 girls that can score up around double digits every night. It's huge having a lot of contributors. You never know night to night with foul trouble or injuries. We got Chloe back. That's a huge help. So that helps with the depth too and the scoring.
Well, look at these last 5 games for you. You're 3-2. You only got 5 games left of the regular season. You know, what are going to be some key points here to finish out strong the remainder of the regular year?
It's going to be huge for us to take care of the basketball. We still like to kind of get out of control once in a while. I expect that with where they're coming from last year. They kind of played a little out of control and over their heads a little bit sometimes. But it's getting better from game to game. Tough stretch down the road. We got some good teams coming up, and they're going to have to take care of the ball.
Good teams coming up. You got 2 good ones here on your schedule upcoming with Troy Trojans here this Friday, next Tuesday against Riverside. What are going to be some keys to these matchups in the Northeast Kansas League?
With Troy, it's going to be stopping the Wetstein girl. She's averaging 23, 24 points a game. I think the first game we played them this year, I think we held her to 9 or 10, I think. And we're going to have to do that again if we want to be in a game. Riverside, I haven't got a lot of film on them yet, but I know by their record, they're a good basketball team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 8 of our locker room chats.
Thank you, Crendon. We appreciate you.
That was head coach Chan Van Houten with the Valley Falls Lady Dragons. Again, upcoming on their schedule, they have Troy this Friday and Riverside next Tuesday.